All right, and welcome to the first edition of My Balls Hurt.
We're making it happen, man. It's history.
You got to talk into the mic so people can hear you, dummy.
I'm sorry.
No!
Ouch, my balls.
Andrew already broke the mic. He's here 10 seconds.
My balls already hurt.
Oh, my balls.
There we go.
All right, we're good. What's going on, guys? Introduce yourself. Let us know who you are.
My name's Andrew. I'm here.
I like long walks on the beach.
Yeah. I'm a Taurus.
Yeah. Girls with boobs. And a dick.
I like country girls.
You know, either or, whatever.
As long as they got boobs, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I love my mother. I'd like to say hi to my mother. And June.
I think she's listening.
Oh, no.
All right, so we have two guys here that are a little bit intoxicated and slightly inebriated from some medicinal marijuana, maybe, or crack or whatever, something. Something good.
No, it counts because I have cancer still.
Yeah, and we have some serious issues to talk about, like cancer. How's your cancer?
It's gone.
It left him.
Dude, that shit looks so fucked up, man. What was it really like? Was it shitty or what?
Oh, it was a great experience. I'd recommend anybody, if they have to get cancer, they get thyroid cancer. At least that's how it was pitched to me.
Yeah.
Definitely. The guy was like, oh, you have cancer. And I was like, I got to get back to work. And then he was like continuing to go on with it. And I was like, are you done? You already told me the bad news. What else is left? Like, what the fuck? Like, what, you took a few strokes off your game? I don't care. But anyway, so what happens? It's not bad. It's not a bad experience, really. If you got to have cancer, that's the one you want to have out of all of them. But, it was a good experience. Not bad. Roswell took care of me. Shout out to Roswell.
Roswell!
Sorry, I haven't paid the bill.
Don't ever pay. They're stupid. I got sent $10 in the mail last week.
I'm sorry. I don't have much.
We need a GoFundMe for Eric.
Yes, GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Eric needs $112 million to pay for his surgery, so please forward him $112 million.
A lot of that is just postage. it was a good experience. What do you do? I'm a grown man. I cried for a bit. And then I didn't cry. And I got upset, of course. I went through all the stages.
Yeah, no, that's reasonable. Yeah,
of grieving. Including picking up a 90-pound weight and slamming it on the ground. And it bent my weight. My biggest regret is not to do that. Don't break the weight, because you still need them.
Yeah.
But anyways, so the surgery's fine. It's no big deal. 6 hours. It's time travel. You're gone. They put you out. Before they bring you in there, you're wearing a tablecloth. You know, they make you wear a tablecloth.
They get you the warm towels, dude. I had a couple of surgery, dude. The warm towels are the best.
No, and nobody rubbed my feet. No. So probably.
What do they give you warm towels for?
They put them on you so you don't get cold when they give you the drugs, because you're like, man, you get all cold and shit.
Oh, really? No, they didn't do that. They were like, hey, you know, here's a tablecloth. Put it on. And I was like, all right, cool. This is good. And then I met a bunch of people I never met before. First time ever.
And they
oh, hey, we're gonna be the ones assisting, you know, the doctor on this. Assisting or doing? There was never a clear specification on that. Like, so they gave me drugs a little bit.
Did they
that.
Write on your side? Like, which side? Make sure they cut the right side of your neck? That always freaks me out when they
I don't know.
And shit.
I don't know. I don't. You know what? Maybe they did. Yeah, maybe they did. I mean, they gave me, like, a pre-drug.
Which and then it makes you, like, and they're like, oh, remember all this shit. And you're like,
okay. Which was interesting. They're like, oh, we're going to wheel you into this. And I'm like, cool, let's do it. And I get in there. And I had this really great doctor, Kevin Quinn, super nice guy, super, like, kind of Doogie Howser. You really want to love him the minute you meet him. And
that probably made it a little bit easier.
Yeah, plus I that was the second person I knew by the name of Kevin, so I felt at home. Yeah. I was like, hey, I know another Kevin. And I had something in common with him, is that he was Kevin.
Oh, in your eyes at that point.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, hey, you're also a Kevin. I know a Kevin.
You're my guy.
Yeah. So what happened is they roll me in there, and, you know, I'm laying on the table. here I am with my tablecloth on, and so there's like 8 people in the room, and they're like, oh, hey, what's up? I'm so-and-so. I'm going to be here assisting the assistant at assisting. And then there's like a few other people that pop up. They're like, hey, I'm the chief, you know, corn swabber guy, whatever. Everybody has like just like a completely separate identity as to like who you actually thought they would have been. Like one I thought would have been like the mic guy and the camera guy and like, and someone actually doing the surgery. But no, there's just like 8 people in the room. So anyways, at the end of this...
They're kind of checking you out though, right?
Yeah, all of them were checking me out. So they're like, what's under this tablecloth? And I'm like, you'll be the second person to find out. And so anyways, eventually at the end of all this, they're all popping up around this table one by one, like all the way around, you know? Like they're coming out from underneath the table. Then out of nowhere, Kevin Quinn just kind of pops up and he's like, hello. And
I'm like, you can go to sleep now.
And yeah, that was just minutes before. And I looked at him and was like, ah, my buddy Kevin's here. And you know, that was like, that's it. That's all I remember. I was out. They put the mask on. They're like counting back to one. And mm-hmm. I didn't even make it to one. I was like, and that was it. And I wake up and I'm throwing up in a bucket and it's bright orange. I'm like, oh, this is great. And I got this Asian guy telling me to put my arms down, and I was like, ah, jeez, I hope I'm not, like, I wouldn't run out of the hospital in the middle of the,
middle of surgery,
yeah, and now I'm outside, and some Asian guy's like, you know, you owe me $750 for, like, a General Tso's combo or something. Who knows what happens? I've never been on that drug. I don't know if that would actually, you know, but no, it was a good situation. I woke up, you know, was threatened by some nurses if I don't pee into a urinal.
Did you hit on him?
No, you're not allowed to do that.
I guess, I don't remember because I was like under the influence of drugs, but I guess I was hitting on all the nurses like really, really bad.
I mean, physically?
No, like you... trying to like bang them all.
Oh,
really
okay,
bad.
Okay.
I remember asking for a sponge bath from every one of them. Oh my God. But even the dude one, I was like, are you going to give me the sponge bath? Yeah. All I remember is wanting the sponge bath.
Is that like a deep-seated fantasy?
I guess so. Like, would you give me a sponge bath?
I mean, I might, you know?
You keep drinking.
Yeah.
Keep drinking.
Yeah. I'll definitely watch that. I mean...
You got to record it. You're the videographer.
Yeah, yeah. I have a steady hand.
Oh, my God.
So, no, I didn't hit on him because, you know, my wife was sitting right there in the room.
So was mine.
And not.
Bad influence.
That's how I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and see, so...
And
they,
you're still alive?
I guess. Oh. Maybe I'm not. Yeah. Maybe this is like hell.
It sounds like maybe she's, you know, maybe she's lying. She's a liar. She's a liar.
Maybe I started OSC right after that, and it's been hell ever since.
All right, I'm sorry. Keep going.
Oh, no, it's fine. No, who knows? Because I might have been hitting on him. I don't know. They threatened to put a catheter in me again. So I was like...
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, come on, come at me.
Come at me, bro.
I'm like, yeah. I like, train. Come on, what are you doing? Like, she's like, oh, you got pee in this, or I'm going to put a catheter in you. I'm like, what? You know, the tone of your voice says threat. But I'm not, I don't know, I'm waiting for the threat. What are you doing here? And come to find out, I had a second nurse that was nicer and quite a bit brighter. And so she walked in, she's like, hey, you had a catheter in. Sometimes, you know, the walls get stuck together, and you got to piss them apart. And I was like, ah, all right, cool. She's like, you just got to pee in that. And I'm like, ah, fine. I'll just do that. But the other one just wanted to, like, threaten you the whole time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she wasn't nearly...
Here, eat this ice chip and then pee a gallon.
Yeah, it's, you know, like, whatever. It's I'm so glad it's behind me.
No,
yeah,
that's good,
like,
man.
How's the recovery? I saw you had some, like, shit sticking out your neck.
Oh, yeah, I had 2 drains that were coming out of my neck. And so those are gone. That recovery's fine, you know. After the, you pull the tube out of your esophagus, that tears you up for a while. FYI to anybody that goes through that, stay away from ketchup.
Oh, hot sauce.
I mean, because that's like the first idea. They're like, don't eat anything spicy. And I'm like, okay, why would I? And then you don't think about
ketchup. Yeah,
if I told you, like, go home and don't eat some spicy stuff, the first thing that comes to your mind is ketchup. No. No, I'm telling you,
no.
I didn't know ketchup was spicy. I can't even know.
It wasn't.
With the vinegar.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it tore my throat up. I was so pissed.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I was not thinking hot, like,
Yeah, hot sauce, Tabasco.
Anything like that. So, I didn't even think about it. So, yeah, I was just I was really upset. I had to take a dildo and kind of flush my mouth out.
One that squirts?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it double-headed or?
No, it squirted. I filled it with Dial, like dish soap. So.
That gets oil.
It's the one that looks like the alien tentacle thing.
Oh man, those are fun.
Yeah, it's pricey.
Like, oh, I know this girl that loves tentacle porn, by the way.
That's a thing?
It's a thing.
Yeah, everything's a thing. Oh man. Yeah, and if you're the first one to kind of like mention it, and the you know.
I'm that guy.
Yeah, see, and then you turn into that guy that's like, oh, what creepy shit are you looking at, you weirdo? It's like, man, I'm just on the tip of the iceberg. Like,
Jeff, have you seen the Two Girls, One Cup?
Yes, we watched it together. Yeah. You showed me it.
Yeah.
That's a poop one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's gross.
Yeah.
That's like when you made me watch that guy get killed. You're like, oh, he's okay. Watch this. And they literally stab this guy to death and like poke his eyes out and like all this other terrible stuff.
I thought he was, man. I thought he.
How could you watch that thing? The guy was still alive.
That was just an OSHA reenactment. In case you fall on a knife.
Oh my god.
It looked like they were having a good time.
And then I failed a psych exam right after that for some reason.
Well, that was with all the. We were watching a lot of the murderers and
the How To Basics.
Yeah, How To Basics.
If you're listening to this and you haven't seen How To Basic, you're missing out on life.
Yes. And I haven't watched one of those in a while. Like that, I'm sure he has some new ones out. I can only imagine.
Yeah, seriously, if you haven't watched How To Basics, drop everything you're doing, even if it's your baby.
Except don't keep listening to this while you watch it. Just keep both sounds going at the same time. And imagine us in the room watching with you.
Yes. Yeah. Because he doesn't say much. You know,
it's
you
educational.
Can watch it and still listen to us. That's all right. Yeah. Pissing on his own foot. Fucking.
Oh, that was some good stuff. I miss those days. They made me get rid of the spider. I had a spider at work for a long time.
Oh, no, I knew about that. You had that when I was there.
Squishy,
yeah.
And then you had Squishy 2, right?
Yeah, Squishy 2.
Yeah, man.
And I got Squishy 3, but I call him Squishy 2, so no one knew he was Squishy 3.
Good cover up.
Yeah. What, did he pass away? Like, what happened?
He tried to have babies, and it was really a girl, so it didn't go good.
Oh, what happens?
They, like, go in this little cocoon, and they lay these eggs, but he never came out. She never came out.
Oh, man.
Just... They're supposed to, like, build a cocoon. If it's a dude, they go in there and they jack off. We watched the other one jack off, remember? He jacked off in the web and left his juice all over it. That's what they do. And then the ladies go in, and they lay the eggs. But she made the egg sack, and she went in and laid eggs, but then she died. So I had to get rid of it.
Man.
Mustafa saw, and I got another one.
Just kind of switched them out?
Yeah.
If only real pregnancy was like that.
It's not?
They have a kid and just go die.
Oh. You know, this is probably going to be played publicly. You might want to say a little bit more.
Okay, yeah. I'll tone that back. I learned that on Discovery.
I learned about ice fishing on Discovery. And gold mining. We should gold mine.
Gold mining.
Holy fuck. Oh, that sounds like a... Yeah, sounds great. That sounds fantastic.
I've been doing a lot of digging. I feel like I can do this. Like, it sounds
good. Oh, time. Yeah. Feels forearms.
Yeah.
They're rock hard.
I feel my thighs.
I'm going to feel in the middle.
Yeah.
I hope that's rock hard.
I might need a rock star. I'm just saying.
I have to go get one.
Oh, you don't have action.
7-Eleven's open. I really probably do have to run.
Well, you know what? If 7-Eleven's open, they definitely have some of those horny rhino pills.
Yeah?
Well, they do. Maybe some horny goat weed?
Yeah. Does that do it?
Do what? Oh, make your dick hard?
Yeah.
It does because John Jones, that's what he got busted for in UFC.
What? Really?
Yeah, dick pills. He got them from the gas station. And, like, there's some shit in them that really makes them work.
Holy shit.
Really?
Yeah, there's, like, real fucking drugs in them.
Wow.
That's why they work. And then I guess what they do is they're good for so long, and then the FDA shuts them down, and they just change the name a little bit and make it again.
And do they change the chemicals in it?
No, it's the same thing. Just change the name. It's like same company and everything. And it's okay again.
Man.
That's a good racket.
Yeah, that and, like, whey protein.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
So you were a gigantic dude at one point, man.
No, I don't know if I was.
You look gigantic in the picture.
Oh, which one?
The one that I showed you the one time at work where you're all jacked up.
Oh, that cock shot? Yeah. Yeah, I was hard as a rock that day. No, not the black cock's
little waist.
I had a lot of rubber bands on. Definitely was veiny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, maybe. I might have been. I don't know. Who knows?
You were a lifter, though, right?
Yeah, I was lifting. I was lifting some stuff. But I lost some weight. That was a personal choice. Plus, I blew my shoulder out. I think I did. Sometimes when I do things with my one arm, it hurts.
I always go left-handed backwards, so it's like a stranger.
No.
Well, no, you got to sit on your hand first.
Both of them?
Yeah.
How do you get up?
They're both on. And you just alternate.
I like that. So you sleep on both your arms.
Yes.
And then you'll jack me off?
No.
Is that how that works?
No, no.
Because that would just be a stranger.
Yeah, it would be.
Maybe if I close
my
eyes.
But then I'd have to be sleeping next to you.
Oh. What if we both sat on one of each other's arms, and then, that's not gay because we can't feel it.
No, yeah.
Right?
It's only gay if you make eye contact, I thought.
Is it?
I just made eye contact with you, but yeah.
Yeah, see? I do that all the time in the bathroom.
Look in the mirror?
By yourself?
I look up and I'm like, hey, man. I like to look over the stall.
Oh, in a men's room?
Yeah.
I always talk to people in there.
Yeah.
I talk to homeless people all the time, too. Remember when I made that friend at...
Yeah, at the Rite Aid.
No, Rite Aid, too, but at...
at Delaware Park.
Yeah, I became friends with a homeless guy at Delaware Park.
And you know everyone who works at Rite Aid.
Yeah, everyone that works at every store I go to. Yeah. And I made a great friend with a homeless guy at McDonald's over by work. Oh. I actually sat with him for like 45 minutes. I bought lunch and just talked with him.
What was he up to?
He got divorced, and he was living in this place, and then he lost his job.
Mm.
So then he couldn't afford that place, so they kicked him out, and then he was getting this other place, and he was paying to live there day by day. He was paying $13 a day to live there, to sleep on a chair. And
sleep on a chair?
Yeah, he was trying to get $13, and I'm like, I'm not going to give you $13.
Oh.
So we hung out.
That's an odd amount to ask.
Yeah.
I could picture this. He was like, I was paying $13.
Dude, actually, he was like tall as you.
I had a chair. I would sit in my chair.
He was clean.
And wait.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was super clean. Really? White dude. Yeah, not quite clean shaven, but, you know, like one day stubble.
Oh, okay.
Seemed pretty cool.
Oh.
Semi-educated. He was a carpenter. I was like, man, we could use you if you want to come over there. And he's like, all right. But he never came over there, I don't think. Or maybe he did, and we just didn't hire him.
Pretty wise.
Yeah, so I sat down, and I bought him lunch, and we hung out. And then...
Man.
He wanted a ride, but I was scared. So, because last time I gave her a ride, the homeless guy tried to rob me. And then I had to chase him because he grabbed my money and ran, and I had to chase him. That was cool because I shot my lawnmower blade, and I had my lawnmower blade. So I was running down the street with a
lawnmower blade.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Why would you have that?
Because I sharpened it at work.
Oh, holy shit! When did this happen?
That happened right before I came to OSC. Actually, a couple years before that.
Holy shit. Yeah. Hey, that's crazy.
Yeah. He's like, drop me off at the cemetery over here. I'm like, no. How about I drop you off right here? And he's like, that's like he was saying something, but I couldn't understand what he was saying. And I just like pulled over and he grabbed all the change on my console and he started to run out of the car. So I grabbed the blade and I was chasing. I don't know why I chased him. It didn't even make sense.
There's a lot of change in there.
Yeah, dude, like those quarters and like good
stuff. Yeah, see, the quarters are where it's really mad.
Like, he could grab my wall and I probably been less pissed off than taking. I don't know why I was so mad about him taking my change, but. I chased him.
Anyone takes anything from you,
yeah.
You
know? Like, I don't really care, man. It's just money, dude. That's stupid. What if he beat me up and grabbed the lawnmower blade?
Did you catch him?
No, I didn't catch him. He was fucking fast, dude. That was a scary-looking black guy, too.
And you didn't care.
And you were like, oh, this is a fine black guy. He's going to get in the car.
I was like, man, it'd be racist if I don't pick him up. That's what I thought in my head. So I just stopped and let him in.
I'm going to endanger myself.
Whatever.
Damn. You made it out.
Yeah.
Another experience.
That was crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
I got a lot of crazy stories.
That sounds like that was a good choice. Would you do that again?
I would do it again, yeah. I still do it now. I talk to homeless... I was just talking to homeless guys.
Well, I mean, like, scary homeless guys. Would you pick them up?
I think Jeff would talk to anybody. Like,
I would probably pick them up. So if my family's in the car, no. But if I was alone, maybe.
Yeah.
I could see that. You say hi to everyone in the store.
I do.
You just
say,
hey, how you
doing? I like people. I'm very friendly.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I get that vibe from you.
Oh, no, I think he does, but not many people like Jeff all the time.
No.
Jeff just says, whatever he's thinking.
Oh, why? What's wrong with you, Jeff?
Because I like when you came in, I was like, you had that shit on your neck. How'd that feel? That was like the first thing I said to you.
Oh, is that bad?
I don't know.
People are sensitive.
Oh, I thought we were like on that level.
I did too. Yeah. And then you were talking about OSC, and I was like, yeah, Lenny don't like you. No. And Andrew's like looked at me. He's just like laughing. I'm like, what? It's the truth.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me. It yeah. No, I have a wonderful head of hair. Like, a lot of guys hate me.
Dude, like, your hair is looking extra fine tonight. I like the little cornrow things. It looks good.
You can find me on Instagram as Chief Corn Planter. That's a true thing.
Why do you have funny names on your social media?
I don't know, because I think it's better than my actual name.
Eric's a pretty cool name, I think.
You know, it's kind of a lame name. Everybody has a name, Eric.
Not everybody. He's Andrew. I'm Jeff.
You spell it.
Yeah, well...
two C's?
Yeah. You got two C's in your name?
Yeah, it was a birth defect.
Holy fuck. You're retarded.
Could be two Y's.
Or X's.
X's, two X's.
The X? Yeah. Gotta stay away from the X.
Oh, man, yeah. Always.
So what's going on with you, Andrew?
X for a reason. Oh, you know, just hanging out. Yeah. Enjoying the Friday.
Yeah. You know, maybe blackout weekend for you?
No, because I got all that work I gotta do. Maybe blackout Friday.
Yeah, what else? Like what's this blackout weekend?
Well, you leave work on Friday and you wake up and you're back at work on Monday and you don't know what happened in between.
Yeah, not really sure about the weekend.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And sometimes your butt hurts.
Yeah. Sometimes, everything hurts.
Dude, I swear to God, I had this guy on my podcast. He's a fighter. He fought in UFC. And we were talking about stuff and he was like, yeah, I sometimes I tie up hookers and I put them in my trunk.
What?
I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Wait.
He's like, yeah, serious? I duct tape them and I put them in a car.
That's good practice. Yeah, self.
And then
to get someone down to the mat.
I swear to God, 3 seconds later, he's talking about church.
What?
Dude, it was the most fucked up interview. Mark Hall, he stutters like a shit ton. But if you listen to that one, dude, he talks about putting hookers in his trunk.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's legal? I guess so.
Maybe if you pay him enough.
Well, they don't have souls.
They're like gingers, like Andrew. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Yes.
So what burns your balls, Andrews?
Oh, man. There's a lot of shit that burns my balls these days.
It's healthy to speak about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can smell them roasting from over here.
I didn't say take them out.
No. Oh, okay.
Put them back. All right.
I probably
they're very nice.
I was getting excited. Dude,
you missed a spot of hair right there, though. All right. What burns your balls?
I don't know. This week, I guess just work. Work in general, you know?
That guy you work with is a dickhead, huh?
Yeah.
What's his name, Vinny?
Yeah.
You want me to kick him in the dick?
I would.
His balls will hurt.
Actually, I think a liver kick.
Liver kick?
Yeah, because he's a big drinker.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, you don't want to fight me if you drink.
No.
I like to test the liver.
Yeah, I think that would be a good shot.
Yeah, mine wouldn't hold up. If I saw you, I'd just lay down on the mat and start drinking.
That might work.
Yeah. Yeah, especially at your work.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, it's kind of just day by day with that. You want to get some work done and...
Yeah, talking that thing in front of your face.
Is that close enough?
Yeah, no, it's better.
Oh, it's so much easier when you have headphones on.
Because you can hear
it. Do you have yours on? No.
Yes, I do.
I noticed that you don't. This is an advantage.
So he can hear himself and you can't. So I can tell when you're not facing the mic because he can hear it, but I can see it.
Yeah, put your mouth on it.
This is what this guard is for, so you don't actually put your tongue on the mic.
Oh, I thought that's what we were supposed to do.
That was literally the first thing I did when I walked in this room. I was like, Andrew, I don't know where these mics have been. Let's lick them.
I have the guy that shits his pants in here sometimes, so you better be careful.
Shit his pants?
While he's fighting. Oh, and the stain just got bigger and bigger from the second and third round. Mickey Gaskins. Crapped his pants. A lot of guys crap their pants in UFC too, but he's the only guy I know that did it.
Have you ever had that urge when you're fighting?
Oh, I've been close a couple times.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The first time I fought my pro fight, dude, I thought I was going to shit my pants. I had like a pair of underwear, cup pants, another pair of cup pants, a pair of shorts, and a pair of fight shorts over the top, just in case I shit myself. Because it was very likely that it was very uncomfortable.
Wow. Why would you shit yourself?
Because you cut all this weight, so you don't eat for days, and then you rehydrate and you eat. And then you're nervous,
too. Oh, so you do eat before the fight?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't sure how that worked.
Yeah. So, basically...
I just assumed you got off the couch and then into the ring.
So, basically, you weigh in 24 hours before you fight, and then you go out and fight. So, after you weigh in, you can weigh anything you want when you come back. So, the goal is to get as big as possible.
Oh, okay, yeah, you want to gain some weight. Yeah, okay.
So then you feel
how
like
much? How much weight have you put on in that time?
I weighed in at 142.6, and fight night I was 163.
Whoa. Damn.
Yeah. In 24 hours.
Damn.
But what happens if you drink water too fast, and then you eat, you get to shits, because your water, like, it just doesn't sit right. You got to slowly get into it. That's the first time I cut a lot of weight, mm-hmm. like a real lot of weight for something that's so stressful.
Yeah.
It wasn't too good.
Damn. 20 pounds of water weight.
Yeah.
They go to your feet? Did your feet swell?
Oh, everything swells.
Did you have to postpone the fight because your feet were swollen?
No. My prostate got enlarged, too. But that was during the fight, so I thought it was okay.
Oh, yeah, they'll just plug it up.
Yeah.
It'll be tight.
Oh, you're going to jam a finger up
yeah.
in there. You know?
Yeah.
Oil checks. That's the best part about fighting. Three fingers in.
Oh.
Take the back.
Oh, really? Man. Do they check you for a razor?
No.
See if you'll pull that out?
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah, I think they should start that.
I'm going to put a bat in my butt and pull it out in the middle of a fight. That would show them.
Hey guys, you know,
that'd be one of them little like novelty bats, but yeah. still be pretty fucking
yeah.
funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Just reach in your shorts and pull out a goddamn bat. Bat! Bat!
The other guy pulls out a banana.
Oh,
damn.
Shit, it's a gay place. That's probably a thing somewhere.
I'm sure it is. There's.
We'll have to look on Pornhub for gay fights.
Yeah.
I found out about Pornhub from doing podcasts too.
Wait, what? Oh. You didn't know
I
about
didn't know about
that?
Pornhub, no.
Oh, man.
What have you been looking at?
I always looked at TheHunt.net, like forever. It was like one of the first ones.
You said The Hunt?
TheHunt, HUN.net.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like all like what I used to watch back in the day.
Oh, I gotta look this up.
Yeah. It sucks now because there's not many videos. There's like pictures and stuff. But I didn't know about Pornhub until I met this girl, Mans Rogers, and she talked about it on the podcast. Actually, we went over to her house at a party and she talked about it, but then like heard about it on the podcast too.
So now, are you addicted to it yet? Or
not addicted, but that's where I go for my porn now.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried Facebook?
For porn? I actually saw a chick getting laid at fucking McDonald's today on Facebook.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, right in line at the top.
Was she standing? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and
the
guy
like,
yeah, I seen that.
Dude, that's fucked up.
Like, what was he doing? And
good for him.
It was that quick?
Yeah.
I mean.
That's not good for him.
No, I was like.
I've never had that kind of look. Like, I usually walk in there and I'm like, yeah, I'll take a burger and like, oh, I'll have that shamrock shake. And they're like, oh, we're all out of shamrock shake. That's just my luck, you know, at McDonald's. Plus it being like,
middle of December.
December, yeah. Yeah. It's like, well, you don't offer that year round? What do you guys like?
What about the McRib?
No, the McRib.
What is in that?
I would put the McRib on my cock.
Oh, man.
That's
man.
Some good shit.
Now, would you just lay it on your cock?
Yeah,
eat
like,
it?
Just put it in the two of them. And do the McRib. That shit is good, man.
Oh, what my is God, in McRib. That thing, though, man? Come on.
My cock.
Does that come with the order? Or is
it... No, that's a specialty order. It's not on the menu. It's one secret menu items.
Is that like a number 99 or 69 or something? Like?
Number 69 and a half?
Yeah.
Because my wiener's really small, so I can't really get there.
Well, it's great about those McRibs. They've had so many laying around since like 96 that they'll never spoil. They probably just threw that one back in the mix.
Probably.
I mean, because, yeah, you just throw it in the sauce, you call it a day, right?
Whatever, dude. Those things are addictive.
I think it's self-healing. The meat is made out of self-healing meat.
It regenerates?
It does. It makes another... Every time you eat a McRib, it makes two more. It's like the hellhound.
Do you shit out like a whole McRib?
When
like
you shit them out.
Two exact replicas of what you just ate with lettuce.
Oh, I see. The lettuce would kill it for me.
No, the lettuce is good.
No way, man. Throw
that
out.
Okay, so we have a very impending topic to talk about here. Is Andrew has a problem with textures in food.
Oh, right. I do a problem with textures, too.
Yeah,
yes. We were good friends because
ground
of texture.
Beef.
Yes.
Yeah.
You didn't like my...
Like raw ground beef?
No, that's gross.
Because
that's a bad texture.
That kind of...
You know who eats? My mom eats raw ground beef.
That's so cute. She's such a pretty lady. She's so beautiful.
I don't know how that sits in...
No one here knows Andrew's mother. She looks like ground beef.
That was kind of rude. How rude?
No, that's fine. We can say I thought it's okay. Mother jokes weren't off limits.
Oh, I don't know.
Right?
I don't want to hurt Andrew's feelings. No. Andrew's kind of soft, so I don't make fun of him.
There's no feelings. I have no feelings.
He'll club you with the ass bat.
Yeah. Remember that time you got really mad and you beat the people up with the bat?
Wait, who?
Didn't you do that?
I do not recall any of this.
You didn't really do that, right?
Wait, no, I, no.
Or what about the time you drove into the garage?
Oh, that... Whoa, that was black ice, man. You can't control that. Come on.
I don't have any good stories like that. No. I'm a little disappointed in myself.
I don't know if that'd be a good story. That's just...
we won't talk about that. That'll get you in trouble.
Yeah.
It's evidence.
Yeah.
Evidence is no good.
Water under the bridge.
What about that crazy girl that... Didn't she baseball bat your car once?
Yeah. There was actually the guy... One of my ex's boyfriends, found me and, blew out my back window on my minivan. Oh. And I was sitting at a red light. It was like, boom! I thought someone shot at the minivan. I was like, holy fuck, what the fuck happened? I turn around, my window's blown out. He's jumping back in his car. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
What kind of minivan was it?
A Pontiac Transport, high end. Leather seats.
I can smell it.
Glass in the back seat.
Yeah,
no windows.
AC, cold as ice.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. That was good times.
So, what do you think about marijuana use?
I think it should be used every day.
Think it's going to be legal here?
I think it's bad.
I think so. Okay. I mean, it's medical. I mean, what do you think?
I think if alcohol is legal, weed should be legal.
Yeah. And
you guys are drinking beers, wait. That's worse than if you fucking smoked up. Well, you probably did both, but...
This is just ketamine and water.
Bring it in. We should be right now, but...
Yeah, I kind of second that fear, that thing. I second that motion.
You guys should have brought brownies.
Yeah, we should. Next time, we'll bring brownies.
All right. I've never been drunk or high, and the podcast would be a great place to start.
Have you ever tried a CBD?
No.
The oil? You should try that.
Yeah, I would try that.
Because that's super relaxing.
You know the military people can't use CBD?
What?
It's banned by the military.
Really?
So if you're in the military, you can't use it.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah.
We don't want you to relax soldiers.
No, it kind of defeats the purpose.
We don't want you healed up. We want you angry and hurt.
Yeah, give them cocaine, heroin. No,
not heroin, dude. What
cocaine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a mess today.
I'm a mess every day, Jeff.
It's been
a long
day.
That's because you're not with me.
You're life coach. I know, exactly.
I was Andrew's life coach for a while.
He was.
Oh, really?
I'm the one that got him fired from
life. I'm so jealous. I've always wanted to be someone's life coach.
I was like, dude, you demand more money because you deserve it.
Jeff worked me up and I felt good. I walked in there and I left without a job.
Good for you, but look, it made your life better.
Yeah, to a degree, but I lost Jeff.
Now you have Stacy and you have a job that's better than the job you had.
Yeah.
And you can thank
to
me.
To a degree.
You may hate that guy, but you make more money.
Yeah.
Job's
a
little bit better.
Easier. Mm-hmm. Not so hectic. Pretty late.
You don't have to go to work Saturday and Sunday like me.
No.
Till September.
No.
Or 50 days in a row like Joel.
No. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
Or get pins off that pin rack.
Yeah, and squish my fucking fingers.
Or get the forklift stuck.
Yeah, that was fun. We got more forklifts stuck than anybody else in the world, probably.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sure of it. I always loved when they were like, "Don't go over there with the forklift."
But go get that piece from over there.
Yeah.
But you still have to do that. Yeah, what a great place. I actually do miss working there.
I mean, it was crazy, but I think we made it. We all had a good time.
Yeah, dude, it's sucking with stuff there.
Yeah, that's.
He's stupid.
Sounds
but he's all the way back over in Green Machine now.
That sounds like you got someone who's halfway decent now.
Yeah, that James dude, he's like your guy now. He's fun.
Who is this, the new guy?
New guy, yeah.
What does he look like? Is he tall?
He's a black dude. He's got nice eyes. I actually posted a picture of him on my Snapchat.
Ooh.
And like four or five chicks that are like messaging me like, oh, he's got beautiful eyes. What's his name? What's the deal with him?
Man.
Dude, he must be handsome, dude.
Man.
Have you hugged him yet?
I've hugged him. I got a hug from... I got a hug from somebody else I hadn't had a hug from before. Oh, Claire. I got a hug from Claire.
No way.
Yep.
What? How was it?
I got a hug from Claire. It was good.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I only have John Williams left. And...
Lenny?
I got a sort of hug from Lenny. I'm counting it.
Oh, What? Really? Yeah, uh-huh. How did that happen?
I don't know. He said something. I gave him like a quick hug on the side.
Did he kind of elbow you? And
yeah, he was looked very uncomfortable.
A side hug.
Yeah. It was a side hug.
I don't even hug my wife.
Yeah, so I got a side hug from Lenny. I got a hug from pretty much everyone else there, except for some of the Napa people.
But what about Pat? Yeah, you hugged
Pat. I got a hug from Pat. Yep. That was like a highlight of my life for a while.
Yeah. Oh, Pat's awesome.
Yeah, Pat's a good dude. I don't think I hugged your dad yet. I think I did. I was I wouldn't give him a ham sandwich, but I gave him a hug.
Uncle.
I bet he wanted the ham
sandwich. He did. Remember? We were trying to do that shit, and he was like, I'll do it for you if you give me a ham sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first time I met your dad, dude. What a fucktard. No offense.
He wants food for whatever he does.
Yeah, it's his job.
Yeah. He was getting paid that he was there. It's like, yeah, do it. I'm getting paid, and I want a sandwich.
Jesus Christ.
And he's not even really your dad. Well, you heard your dad's in town, though.
Uncle. Yes, he is. Well, uncle, or whatever you want to call him.
But your dad's really... Andrew's dad is really his uncle, and his uncle's really his dad.
Yeah, this is... Because his mom likes ground beef. Long conversation about this. We spent some long nights following the family tree on this...
We had a lot of pictures, you know.
Did you ever follow the family tree?
Father David situation.
Dude, your uncle looks just like you.
It's funny because...
They have all these DNA tests now, dude. You guys should do it.
Oh, I want to.
Just like stab him with something. Take it and then send it in.
I should try.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I could just get a piece of hair, right?
Yeah, like shave an eyebrow off. He'll never know.
Shave his back.
And your dad will be easy. You'll just be like, I need your hair. Here's a ham sandwich.
You can get them for cheaper than that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You're overpaying. Definitely a Lunchable.
Maybe a half bag of chips.
Yeah, half a bag of chips. Oh, yeah. You gonna eat the rest of that? Your dad was the king of that.
Oh, it's the worst. And then we would go out and buy ourselves lunch, and he comes in there and eats our chicken fingers or whatever. Like,
oh, can I taste that?
Yeah.
Never had one of those before.
Yeah. He eats half the bag. How was it? Oh, they're all right.
It's a regular chip, Pat.
Yeah. He's a plain Lay's. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh
my god.
Oh, those headphones are getting uncomfortable, huh?
Oh yeah, they kind of get hot, man.
With those fucking weird ear things you got going on. Why do you do the gauges? Is that...
Oh, why? You know, I think I was young.
Yeah.
I just got, you know, I was young. All the lame kids were doing it.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to be part of that. I thought I was a weirdo. And
I seen some guy tattooed like little eyes above him. And then he does...
So I've seen that shit, too.
Yeah, so it's like a little sad face when he pushes it up. And
wow, that's... So that's what I'm trying to get away from. It's exactly that. You'll be amazed at how many people I see out of the corner of my eye look at me, then point, grab their friend, and then one of them holds their earlobes because they're in pain from a distance.
Really?
That's legitimately a thing.
Holy shit.
I don't know. It freaks me out a little bit. Especially like when girls have it. Especially because it freaks me out. I don't like when girls have it.
Oh, you don't like it when girls have it?
No. Now, do you... What now, about... With it open or if they have like the ear...
Even with the ear thing, it still freaks me out. Like, it's not so bad with dudes because I guess I don't want to bang no dude, but...
Yeah.
When I see it on chicks, dude, it's scary.
Really?
I don't like it. Like, when you stick to my stomach sometimes.
See, I heard that it smells really nasty.
When you have the tunnels in.
Oh, it gets...
Because a lot of sweat and stuff.
Oh, man, yeah.
You just clean it up. But if you take care of your ears, mine were really nice. I you know, people were jealous of my ears.
They are
sexy. Now they're just falling to shit.
You have some fun with them.
Yeah, I have tons of fun. I'm like, I notice people look at them all the time. I'm trying to have serious conversations, and people are staring at them. It's kind of sucks.
When you had a headphone up sitting on there, that's why I was staring at.
See, and then that's like sticking.
Sounds like I felt weird just staring at it, so I wanted to talk about it.
It's like
it's so weird.
Yeah, I mean you could you know stick it in your mouth. It's just like a labia.
Yeah. I mean, I was actually just thinking that too. That's how fucked up is that?
Yeah.
I was thinking just your girl just do that she's teabagging you or something, you know.
Well, you'd be like kind of teabagging her, right? Like,
yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Does your girl like it?
I don't think she notices anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think now basically our day is just kind of filled with avoiding each other.
Oh.
So, yeah, she doesn't notice.
So you're, like, married then?
Yeah, I'm married now.
Oh.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
Oh, no, it was a good decision. It was good. I'm, No, it was fantastic.
Now when you die, she's going to get half your shit.
No, that's good. She's good.
Well, we're
good.
Only going to 40, right? Yeah. I feel like you're trying to pass that.
Dude, I'm at 40. I have...
And you have only a couple weeks
left.
Yes.
Any like minute weeks. Now.
What? I could die during this podcast.
That would be insane.
Oh, that would be the best podcast ever! No. If I die during this, hit stop, go to export MP3. It's got to be MP3. Okay. Go to Podbean. It's already signed up. And make sure you post that shit, especially if I die in the middle of it.
Well, what
and
we
if you don't know how to do it, oh, just leave me here. As long as you post it, it'll be okay. Someone will take care of me. They'll listen to it, and they'll know where I live, and they'll send help.
All right.
Yeah. And just leave Forrest over there. He'll be fine.
He won't notice.
Yeah, right? Shut the door, though.
Just shut the door.
I don't want to stink. He doesn't like smells.
Definitely be here for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll linger.
Want me to let your dog in? You know,
he's fine. I don't want him to eat me. Then I'll put him down.
Well, you won't have to worry about getting rid of you then.
He looked hungry.
He did look hungry, doesn't he?
Yeah.
All he does is eat and
shit. Do you feed him?
I do feed him. Oh. Dude, he shits like... He can't crouch anymore. So he just shits like he's walking like a cow. And he just does it all over the house. He can't really control it. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Poor guy.
So I gotta clean up shit all the time. He's old, dude.
How old is he?
He's like 13.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. He doesn't look that old.
Yeah.
I guess that as soon as I walked in, I was like, you look like you're 13.
Yeah. That's how you pick your girls.
I can tell. I can tell.
Yeah. Is that the new Pizzagate?
Oh, Pizzagate's the thing with Trump banging the little kids, right?
Uh-huh.
And all the important people?
Yeah, that was...
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. All
right. I got confused with Pizzagate.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. But Josh talks about it all the time, so I know.
What is this? I totally missed that. I don't pay
attention. Pizzagate.
No,
like,
what is
that?
Like
Trump
a pedophile
and some other
ring.
People are that, like, have a pedophile ring.
And it, like they all call it like this pizza thing, you know, and they call order for a pizza.
They're not ruining pizza like the gays did to the dolphin, are they?
Maybe.
Damn it.
I have pizza downstairs though, so if anyone asks, it was really pizza.
I guess. You know, I'm not
pizza with mushrooms on it.
See, there's that secret, you know, mushrooms and sausage. See,
that's the secret code.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. You gotta knock 3 times on the top of the pizza box and it opens up into a portal.
You just jump right through.
And then you can go to Goat Moon Island and get all the...
Fantastic beasts.
Yeah, fantastic.
And you turn it into a pickle.
Yeah.
And you kill off all the rats. You don't know about that, Jeff.
I don't know.
I don't know.
All I know is I'm a much worse person for knowing you. And I love it. Thank you.
Well, see, and I'm a better person for knowing you.
Yeah.
See, so kind of worked.
Works
and,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
What else did you teach me about? I don't know. Last stuff.
I don't know. Probably. Oh, man.
Marijuana.
Yeah, yeah, that. Yep.
Yeah. And, like, riding in
your
car.
You still didn't smoke with me yet.
No, I haven't. I will someday.
I'm waiting.
I will. I promise you, I will do that. I won't smoke, but I'll adjust it.
Oh, brownies.
Yeah, I won't. Okay. I'm against the smoking thing.
I will personally make you some brownies.
Wait, what about a vaporizer?
What are you talking about? I would do vaporizer.
Oh, you would do it?
Yeah.
Because I have one of those.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I could bring that
smoke
over.
Smoke is bad for lungs, dude.
But, you know, Rockstar isn't.
Yeah, Rockstar isn't.
Not for your lungs. I need my lungs, dude. I'm an athlete. I still fight. Like, when I'm done fighting, I'll smoke. I don't care.
You don't need your kidneys?
Like, I don't need my kidneys, dude. I'm not going to live long enough for them to fail me. I don't know what you're thinking.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, a couple weeks, shit.
Oh, yeah, that's it. You only have a few weeks.
Yeah, I got weeks, dude.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
So, you said you'll smoke when you stop fighting.
Yeah.
So, when do you see yourself stop fighting in the future?
I don't know. Probably never. I'm going to die in the ring.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Will you go until you're unrepairable and keep going?
Probably. I'm already.
I mean, I was gonna. Yeah.
I know. He's got 2 arms and he's walking.
But I don't think there's anything you haven't damaged in the time I've known you. I remember your knee blew up.
Yeah, that was
you
really
tore
good.
Tore your bicep.
Yeah, right off.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet. Look, it looks fucking good now.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Look at that.
fix. It looks better than the one that's ripping off on this side. I can feel it coming off the bone.
Really?
Yeah, it's not good.
Holy fuck. How do you feel that? Like, what is it?
Like, when you turn your arm like this, I can feel the pull over here. This will start on this hand before it finally ripped off. Like, when you articulate your thumb out.
Okay.
And your bicep pulls, and it pulls on that spot where it's connected to your arm right there. That's where I ripped this one off. Well, I actually ripped both of them off, but it started there. I feel like I got a little tear. I can feel it different here.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, it's been like that for like a while now. And I got this lump in my arm now. Like right here. It's been there for a while.
Oh. Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know.
If I knew anything about lumps, I would say I'll get it checked out.
It got really big, but then it got small again.
Oh, all right, well, that's...
It might be herpes.
On the inside?
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. It's on your soul.
Yeah. I got herpes soul.
You can't wash that off.
No.
What if I put peroxide on it? Peroxide kills it, right?
If you drink peroxide.
With Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks?
And peroxide.
And ammonia.
You ever do that?
No.
Oh.
I have peroxide. I don't have Pop Rocks.
I guess that's what they say to do to your dog if it eats something it's not supposed to.
But Pop Rocks?
No.
Oh. Peroxide?
Get your head in the game!
Oh, it's been a while, you know? There's nothing being passed.
Yeah, I know, right? That's kind of my complaint.
Yeah.
Yelp review, 2 stars.
-2.
Jeebers.
I suck, guys. My wife said no smoking in the house before she said Andrew could come over.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't want to get myself kicked out permanently.
You got a window.
I do have a window right here, right behind me. It's open, too.
Can we sit out the window?
Yeah.
I'll sit out the window.
We can pause if you guys go smoking.
I would.
Yeah, let's do that because that's definitely
gonna.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No. Well, I'm okay, yeah, I'm just here to support you. This isn't on record, not for a drug test for anybody.
Well, wait. We're smoking cigarettes.
That's okay. No one's gonna listen to this anyways. We're at like 48 minutes in. People are gonna be like, "This sucks." About a minute.
Wait, we're 48 minutes in.
No, 46, 45. We're at.
Holy shit! We've been talking for that long.
Yeah. Dude, these go by like.
What the hell are we talking about?
Nothing. We're like the fucking episode of Seinfeld. Yeah, yeah, we had good stuff about cancer.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah,
and then, that was about it.
Yeah.
So Eric's mad right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad we had Eric in the house because holy fuck.
We talk about homeless people.
Yeah, yeah.
All the good things you've done to them.
Yeah, yeah. I like to touch their wieners.
Yes. No bad touching.
There's like a tranny on this. Around here somewhere. So I always see her at the bus stop. Oh, see him at the bus stop.
Wait, is that correct to say him?
Yeah.
What if she likes to be called her?
You gotta use your proper pronouns. You're being an asshole.
You could say them.
Oh, that's definitely that's the way to take care of that matter.
Yeah. Them? Yes.
You must also point to where there's no bend in your arm. No bend in your arm. You gotta say them. There you go.
Them.
Them!
Yeah, well, it's a dude that dresses up like a chick. All right. Sure. And he wears dresses sometimes. And he's always standing at the bus stop.
Is he masculine when he's wearing the dresses?
Sometimes he's got stubble. That's a giveaway.
Yeah, yeah. Is he pretty jacked?
Well, I mean, think about how many girls you've been with that have stubble.
I haven't been with very many girls in here. I don't know if you've taken a look at this picture of me here.
That physique is...
But,
It's carved out of marble.
No, it is.
It is.
He's more shredded than Julian Bell.
That's still your set, bitch!
This guy would sit at work and be like, "Hey, Andrew, show me a six-pack." And then you're like, "Let's see yours."
I gotta stand up to have it.
And I have a keg. Yeah, look at that's crazy.
There you go.
I did a belly dance for Andrew's.
I think he washes his clothes on it.
Yeah. Remember when we used to do pants down hugs at work?
Yeah, those were the best. Oh yeah. It made my day.
I was never part of that.
Well, that was kind of exclusive between me and Jeff.
It was Team OSC. It was me, Andrew's, and Heather.
Yeah, no, it was fun. I had a lot of my own stuff going on.
Yeah.
What about the time,
Remember we were sending the, nip pics back and forth to each other?
The
nipple pics?
Oh, yeah! I forgot about that. That was funny.
Because apparently that's offensive, but it's all right.
Yeah, we did a lot of offensive things.
Yeah, I think not enough. I didn't take advantage of that while...
Remember we used to make all those fucking cool things? I still have the Hello Kitty burned for me.
Yeah, I missed that.
We missed that a lot. I missed that. And I have a project I could definitely use you for to do at work, but we have to figure out how to use a press.
Oh, man.
I might take Joe and do this one, because Lenny doesn't want to do it, but it's good. It's a good job.
What is it?
I was just bending some parts and putting some holes in it for a boat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, aluminum.
Oh, for your boat? Or
no, not for my boat. For a friend's boat.
Oh, cool.
You got a press?
Maybe.
Yeah, he's looking for it. He's pay for it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take his money.
All right.
I had something better in my mind, but then I forgot what it was. I was going to say. I was thinking about a lot of things. There's so many things that go through my mind while this is happening.
Like what?
Just everything. You said boat, and I immediately went to, you ever see Captain Stabbin?
No.
Oh, it's great. It's kind of like Bang Bros. You know, Bang Bus?
Oh, but man. It's on Bang a boat. Bros. That's Brazers?
But it's on a boat.
Is it like porno?
Yeah.
Where we're going. Yeah. I wasn't sure where we're going with this.
Every time someone's like, oh, my buddy's got a boat, I hear those words, my buddy's got a boat. And I'm like, yeah, your buddy's got a boat.
He's just banging.
Just like your buddy's got a van.
With grape on it. With grape? The G fell off.
Yes. Oh, man.
I saw that episode. That was a good one.
See, I hear boat and I think boats and hoes. So.
Yeah. See, then I start thinking about that. I start thinking about the boats and hoes.
I think about a black guy. It's weird.
What do you really his think name about is boats?
Boats, right?
Yeah, boats. That's his nickname.
They don't go on boats. They traditionally have had...
What about the guy in Love Boat?
They've all had such bad luck on boats.
What about the guy...
The guy in Love Boat.
The shrimping guy.
Bubba Gump. He died, though. He did die.
See, I tell you, they have bad luck with boats. just put it together. Anytime they're on a boat, just bad shit happens. It's like...
I'm trying to think of an example where that's not true, but I'm coming up blank.
Alright, how many U.S. Olympic swimmers are black?
I don't follow swimming.
I'm gonna look that up right now.
Yeah.
See what Google says about that.
Yeah. Google says you're racist.
Hey, did you hear that song? I'm not racist.
No.
Who sings it?
It's like I have no idea. I found it on YouTube. And it's called I'm Not Racist, and it has a video. And the video is actually pretty cool. It's a white guy and a black guy, and the first part of the song is all from the white guy's perspective. Then the second is all the black guy's perspective. And I mean,
Anthony Irvin was the first black swimmer to make a U.S. Olympic swimming team. 2000 Sydney Olympic Games.
2000.
2000.
First one to make it.
Uh-huh. He's a little kid, too.
The first one to make it.
Oh, man. What are you looking up? Jeez. Little kids? Man.
Is he a little kid? He looked like a little kid.
It is. What is that, 8 years old?
I don't know. That was looking back at history. Little Otter Swim School. Oh, that's the school he came from.
Oh, Little Otter.
Yeah, Little Otter. Yeah.
Isn't that adorable? All right, well, I take that back.
When's the last time you saw a white guy win a race?
What kind of race?
Like a sprint, 440 or shorter.
I don't know. You did tell me that story earlier where you chased a guy with a lawnmower blade.
I'm starting
to think you got a little more speed behind you than... you just got to have the right causes.
Yeah.
The right motivation to get you there, right?
I'm a slow, broken down white guy, man. What can I say?
I need that change for the meter, asshole. I know, it's like, we all covet our quarters.
I know.
Let's face it, I mean, it could be like two dimes and a nickel and it's trash to us.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Quarters are important to me.
Yeah.
Psychological, it's weird.
Yeah, it is.
It's more important than a dollar. I find a quarter, I'll pick it up. I see a dollar, I might not pick it up. I see a quarter, I'll pick up that quarter every fucking time.
Yeah, you're like a quarter, 25 cents.
Dude, because when you're a kid, quarters go into everything. Video games, gumball, everything you need a quarter for. When I was a kid, dude, quarters are valuable.
See, now,
dimes and nickels don't go in that shit, so it doesn't matter.
See, now at my age, it's like dollars go into everything.
Yeah, there was no dollars when I was a kid. Everything was a quarter or 50 cents.
Yeah, it's kind of young.
Because I'm old.
Yeah, I'm young.
You're fucking... You're a millennial piece of shit ruining this world.
Oh, you're a millennial, too.
Am I?
Yeah.
I'm 77.
No, he's
no, I was born in 77.
I thought you were saying you were 77. All right,
we gotta look this up. I had this conversation earlier.
Am I a millennial too?
No, isn't it late 30s? Like 38, 37?
He's looking it up. He's smart. We have all this technology at our fingertips. boxes, magic boxes that tell us shit, has every fact in the world on it, and we're still wrong all the fucking time. Look in the magic box.
You know what? Fuck the magic box. We're too dependent. We gotta just start thinking for ourselves.
So what do you think about the government, Andrew?
Yeah. Did you get your red sticker yet?
I did not get my red sticker. I'm a blue sticker kind of guy.
Oh, what is this?
Oh, man. I'm waiting for my red sticker.
The red sticker means the government's gonna kill you when Armageddon happens.
They're gonna put it on your mailbox.
If you see a red sticker, peel it off.
And then put a blue one.
It's like their
or
shoes.
Yellow.
Dude,
or
you
yellow.
You know when the shoes are up on the power cord, yeah, they're like watching you.
No,
the government's watching you, dude. They got like the drones. That's what
no,
it means.
That means they're selling drugs.
Or maybe it was a plastic bag.
Oh, no, I guess I'm wrong. Not a very educated person.
See? When millennials start?
You are actually, what did you say, 77?
Yeah.
You're Generation X.
Generation X, baby!
Yeah.
Suck it!
I think you're
DX.
Yeah, I think your generation came out with clear Pepsi.
Oh man, see how far that went.
But you also banked on Zima, so you know you win some, you lose some.
Right. Doing great.
We like clear shit.
Yeah.
Four Loko is us too, right?
Semen?
No. Four Loko?
Not four. No,
it's a shame. I almost make that cut off, but not quite.
I feel like Four Loko is millennial.
Probably.
Yeah, it's millennial.
But they took the caffeine out of it now.
It's, millennials, 81.
That's what Patty was on. Patty was on Four Loko.
Patty?
My brother?
Oh.
Four Loko.
He's
with
fat,
candy.
Dude.
Yeah, he's
what
up there.
What the fuck happened to him? He's really from your dad.
Huh?
That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That
he's not from your uncle, I mean, not your dad.
Yeah, he's from
your
uncle.
He's from your fake dad.
Yeah. Temporary.
Fake dad. Yeah, dead
replacement or step in or
we should make an episode of My Two Dads.
Yeah,
and bring
him
in.
I was trying to find a photo of his brother.
We can call him, dude. Like, I can call out.
No,
we can call anybody.
I am not calling him.
Let me call your uncle.
No.
I wish I had your fake dad's phone number, because I'd call him right now. I was like, are you really Andrew's dad? Who this?
Yeah. What the hell is going
guy
on?
Guy ham sandwich.
Yeah. You got any Cheez-Its?
Yeah, that fucker ate all my Cheez-Its.
So here we go. We got Andrew's brother.
Hey! There he is!
Oh, this is terrible.
What's the guy's name from Spawn?
I always want to call him the molester, but he's not. He's like the,
Forget.
I'm going to find the name. I was trying to find the name. The Violator.
Okay. Yeah, he
what does he violate?
Oh.
Well, that's
boys.
The thing. That's exactly what his thing was in Spawn.
In Spawn.
So the fat clown. The fat
that?
Clown
Spawn.
Oh,
from
man.
Spawn.
You should look that up.
Called the
it's
Violator.
A good movie.
He's striking
resemblance. And all that comes up is dildos.
Was it double edged?
Yeah. Big black ones. I'm sorry. Keep going.
You can't have your
wait,
porn as your
the
homepage.
Closet?
No.
It doesn't work like Google.
It works for me.
Yeah.
I look up speeds and feeds and all I see is
with the Sibians.
Yeah, where do you go? Yeah, where do you go for your porn?
He goes to I forgot your girl's Stacy. He goes right to Stacy for his porn.
I just poke her and she wakes up and there
she
it is.
She slaps it away. Like it's a cold wet dog.
So how many times do you do it?
Oh,
you're not married yet.
You got
do you still have sex?
Peanut butter and you got two dogs.
So you blew that one off. So, nope, I'm not answering that.
Yeah.
You're smart. You're smarter than us.
It's plenty.
No, I wouldn't say
it's
that.
It's plenty. He told me today he had to get a new bed.
It's all about survival.
And I was like, good. Things are going good for him. And he's like, he keeps talking about his truck. It took me a while to realize he was talking about the bed on his truck and not the bed in his room. I was like, oh, shit. So then,
well, I do need a new floor in my room, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You
gotta stop jackhammering her.
I know.
Pick a different position. Let her be on top for a little bit.
I like to be in control, handle everything.
You're like a pegger.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No way.
No a shame pegger. In being a power bottom.
Yeah. Have you ever been pegged, Jeff?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I love it. Personally, it's the best. You just lay there like a dead fish.
Do you try to fight? Do you, just make it interesting?
Is it okay if they rub you while they're doing it?
Yeah, I usually eat, like, a bowl of popcorn or, like...
Your face right in it.
I just watch a movie. You know?
Oh, so it doesn't really feel like much, huh?
Just... yeah, no, it feels great. I just, you know.
I thought you'd be more into it.
It's like...
If like, you're eating popcorn, you're not really...
It's like being on, like, a city bus or taking, you know, the city mass transit any place.
If there's any females listening to this podcast, this is exactly what guy talk is like. This is locker room talk. This is what Trump was talking about. This is exactly how we talk all the time, right? Unless there's...
I mean, sometimes it can get...
Each and every one of you is a beautiful rose.
Remember the thing
I respect
made, like,
you?
The, that fucking thing with
the monkey
dildos.
Rockers.
Wait, what?
The monkey rockers.
Make that thing.
The official monkey. You remember that?
No.
Do you remember monkey rocker?
Okay, well, no. We'll keep.
Yo, remember the guy in the dildo suit?
Yeah, I remember that. That's, but the monkey rocker is like this. What's that thing called? We run and you spin on it at the playground.
Oh,
miracle round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a miracle round, like where everyone's seated on it. And you push the thing up and down, and it makes a dildo go in and out of you. But it goes around in a circle, right?
You can get a tandem one.
Oh, I thought this was like an 8-man rocker.
No, you can get like...
Oh, man. Wow.
I misunderstood what you're trying to make, I think. I've seen the one-person one. That's a real thing, right? I thought it would be like a merry-go-round one.
Oh, my God. What the
fuck? Just in case you don't get it.
Let's see.
Oh, it has a little animation to it.
Yeah, but I thought we could make one with like 8 seats and then went around the circle.
Oh, we could.
We were talking about that.
We'll call that like the Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah, that's what you said it was going to be called.
Yeah. Oh, did I?
Yeah, we talked about this at work.
I have so many great ideas I just forget about.
Dude, that'd be great.
Daily.
That would be in like a lot of movies, dude. I'm telling you, that's a good investment.
I bet we can get Dallas Corbin.
Yeah.
To host it. Let's see what he's up to. If you don't follow gay porn, I follow a lot of gay porn.
Is that really from gay porn?
Dallas Corbin. He's been doing an amazing job lately. I think he recently won the AVN Awards.
Is
for,
he
like,
top
best
or bottom?
New,
or a bear?
Newcomer.
You taught me what beard means.
Beard, yeah.
Yeah. And I would also like to thank Fifth Element for trapping me into that void of looking for Dallas Corbin.
You know
and
what you should check
finding...
out if you like gay porn? Check out mattbattle.com.
What?
Check out mattbattle.com.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
So that's how I found out. That's how I found out about Dallas Corbin. Is if you ever watch Fifth Element, obviously Dallas.
Yeah, that's the main.
Yeah.
The main
so character. I wanted to look up some quotes, and when I typed in Dallas Corbin, oh yeah, Mila Jovovich.
Yeah.
That's my dad's favorite movie.
Second.
Oh
version.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever see it?
Yeah, I watch it. Of course it. Has East alive?
Yeah.
My dad says that shit all the time. You know what? My dad's birthday is 8/18. And this year it's going to be 8/18/18/8/18.
Oh, wow.
Twice.
That's crazy. How old is he going to be?
Oh.
All
right, so yeah.
Old as fuck.
Past
Corbin.
40,
yeah.
Right?
Past 70.
Oh, God damn. Well, hello there. Jeff's really good.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's
detail.
Dallas Corbin.
Is that really his wiener? Because it's like crooked.
Oh,
is it like airbrushed?
I don't know. They probably taped it up. You don't tape your dick up when you take shots of it and send it to people?
I sent one dick pic in my whole life, to be
honest.
What
do your Christmas cards look like? What are you doing?
Was that to your wife?
It was to my wife.
Oh, that's good.
And it just happened not too long ago.
Oh!
First time ever.
How did it feel? Did it feel
you know, dude, when I was dating, there was no fucking phones where you take pictures of your dick. You missed out on everything.
100% natural.
Oh,
let's see
man.
It.
What the fuck?
Oh, I know. It's some up-and-coming...
Is that a dude that's a chick?
Shemale.
Oh my God, I can't look at that stuff.
You just did!
She looks like a real girl with fake boobs.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
you know, she got tennis balls in her pockets.
Oh man. See, and you thought the stabbing was bad.
The stabbing was worse.
So I'm just saying, if you're trying to look up stuff on like Fifth Element and you type in Dallas Corbin,
you get some
there's 100% chance that's where we're going to end up. Because Google doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about. And according to what's already on your phone, you're a filthy motherfucker.
Oh, dude, I'm as bad as it gets.
So,
no,
Google is just going to assume.
I can't see you being as bad on your phone. Where you look up, you know, flat earth and moon landings.
I do a lot of that shit, too. But look, there's this thing. You go into,
See, and when you look up stuff like that, Google knows and they want to fuck with you.
I go to, let's see.
I heard YouTube actually suggest.
What about Chrome? And then you go to Incognito.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you gotta go Incognito.
So that's secret mode.
Yeah,
right?
Secret mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, sometimes when I put a sheet over my head, people can't see me.
Is that when you're standing at the window?
Yeah, yeah, one time I dreamed really, really subway.
Like,
no,
I can't
one
see
knew.
You. You can't see me.
I was like doing it to the sound of the music, and I had like my hat down, so my eyes were covered, and my earbuds in, and no one could see me. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I was like, damn, it's Subway.
Man, I wish.
That was good. Shit.
Yeah. I'm not that brave.
Just spit on your hand. You fucking go to town? Or?
I don't even need to. Done.
Okay, a dry guy, huh?
Yeah, whatever. It's only like, it's like, I barely get my fingers around it, so it doesn't take much.
So there's usually so much smegma. It just, once it gets warmed up like good motor oil, it just is like.
Well, I don't wash it, so it never really gets dried up, so it's all good.
Yeah, that's so much skin oil. It looks like a Sharpay.
Oh, God. Oh,
layers upon layers.
None of us are ever having sex again after this podcast.
It's fine.
It's overrated, I guess.
Someone out there loves a gentleman with foreskin.
You have foreskin?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. Show me.
Can I leave? I'm thirsty.
I'm very tempted to. It's really, I don't think it's a, you know, as you get older, it just gets more stretched out, and I wonder, like, what can I stretch this around?
I'm surprised Jeff doesn't, being
so I try to do as many things as people touch throughout their day. Like doorknobs.
Now, doorknobs, that's easily done, isn't it?
Handles.
Do you do, like, pizza boxes, or?
I could do part of a pizza box.
I roll the personal pizza box, maybe?
Yeah, I can do a little bigger than that.
Oh, that's
like a 12-inch.
That's actually really good, man.
12-inch pot. Yeah, that's a lot of meat. It looks like a Sharpay, you know?
There has to be a competition for this.
There
you
is.
You know, what can be covered.
Yeah,
with.
Like, meat stick Olympics is what it's called.
I'm just flabbergasted by what's going on here, and I love Andrew's laugh.
Oh, man.
Before we get arrested, we should probably cut this one short and go downstairs and finish this one and. It's going good, though. This is a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
We're over an hour.
Yeah.
That's insane. I don't know what we're talking about.
We're kind of lost it now. Like, the last 10 minutes have been...
Yeah, it definitely went off the deep end. Sorry, I took it that way.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what you were thinking, dude, and I should have known. Don't dive into that rabbit hole.
Yeah, no.
I did. I'm the one that... I was driving the ship, and I fucking went right into the iceberg. I don't know why I asked what was going on in that thing.
Yeah, no, it's definitely ticking away.
Yeah.
Non-stop. Andrew's got a good taste of it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's always interesting.
He's got a good taste of it.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he does.
That's everything we've been talking about, the meat stick. I don't know.
Cheese.
Something you can't forget.
I'm glad we have force isolated in the room right now.
Yeah. You haven't tied up, right?
So yeah, I haven't tied up. I got a dryer on, Penny's in it.
Oh, yeah. Two bricks.
No, I don't want to kill him. He's really smart, dude. He's my ticket to not doing anything for the rest of my life. He's just got to fucking make something of himself.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding, dude. He's a good, really good kid.
Oh, no, he is. He's super smart.
Yeah, but get your shit together, Forrest.
Yeah.
Make something happen.
He's the only one that's got a chance.
So we can ride your dad's coattails.
You just got to learn from your dad's mistakes, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of them to learn from, dude. Yeah. A lot.
You should be A-okay.
Yeah. What's the dumbest thing I've done at work?
There's so many. I think the number one would just go back. You know, you just keep going back.
I don't know how I go back every day.
Yeah, that's impressive. I'm impressed that you keep going back. Well, you know what? I'll go back too. Because then if
I, you know what? It's back. Fun sometimes.
Honestly, I would have went back. You know,
it's
just,
so crazy
to hang out with
it's
you.
Fun. Like, yeah, like, I make it fun. Yeah. I try to make everybody laugh all day
long.
Oh
yeah.
Because
yeah,
where else can you go where the job just doesn't matter? Because no matter what you do, it's still gonna be an epic failure.
Yeah, you still have your job. You still got a paycheck.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Like, you fuck anything up. You're like, okay. Get arrested in the van with coke and going crazy, driving drunk.
That's
you
fine.
Evade the police.
It's okay.
Oh, come to work Monday. Don't miss work Monday.
Yeah.
It happens to the best of us.
Here's another truck. Take it easy.
Go to West Virginia overnight.
Yeah.
There you go. Go.
Oh, you need a raise? Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Uh huh. No, don't ask for a raise. That's get you fired, Andrew.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to set people up, you know?
Anything but ask for more money.
Just don't do that, and you're all right.
Yeah, don't ask for more money.
No, I was greedy, you know? Expected
you
too
greedy
much.
Pig. You wanted $13 an hour.
I did, you know? 50 cents too much.
What were you asking for?
What did I say? I think 22.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what you were making
at
the time.
Yeah, that's what I was making.
And I was like, you know what? I should be making more as much as Jeff.
Yeah.
It didn't work out.
I went 2201.
You know what? I worked there forever until we had the union. I didn't receive one raise.
But you started off at a good number.
Yeah, started off at a good number.
I started off there at, I think, $10 or $12 an hour when I first started there.
I had them by the balls when I came, though. Yeah. I was like, no, I don't want to come for that. No, I don't want to come for that either. And he lied to me. He said we got 10 days off, 10 days vacation. But no one ever told me that we didn't get holidays off. You know? That's a lie. There's not 10 days off.
No, no. 10 days if you don't want to get paid for holidays. Yeah.
And then we were going to get cool machines, too. I've been there 4 years. We got three cool machines now.
Oh, well, they're building all those green machines. Those aren't cool machines.
I'm not playing with them.
You should.
We were going to make a real legit machine shop. That was the original goal.
Well, that still is the goal.
Yeah. We're getting there. Got three machines now. One machinist. I had a helper, but now he's my boss.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Yeah. That's a shame. Well, you know, that's how that situation goes.
Yeah.
For everybody. Let's hire you. We're going to promise all these things. And then once you get in here, we're never going to do them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Because Lenny and my dad are kind of friends.
Yeah. So, no, good friends.
Are they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Uh-huh. My dad likes Lenny a lot.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. Lenny never really paid my dad. I don't know. It's always a hassle to get paid.
Oh, really?
Well, wow. We'll see, you know.
Yeah, from there.
Lenny used to always just end up paying the credit card after like 120 days. You gonna pay us?
See, I heard that from there. Like, you know, John would tell him, don't pay anything until like 60 days.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and like, I tried to get some tools the other day from the tool vendor. Like, you didn't pay your bill. We're not selling any tools.
Huh. Whoa, that's really?
Good. Yeah. Jeez. We owe a lot of money.
Wow.
Yeah. Would you have a high bill?
I don't know. I just didn't pay it. It's probably really high now because I didn't pay it.
Yeah.
OSC setting the standard. That's fantastic for them. Huh? I'm glad they're doing so well.
We got a lot of people that care. Just, it's tough to get all together. We could be a good shop.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's difficult selling phone books.
They're the only people that ever make a profit selling phone books.
Yes.
I stole his joke.
That
wasn't mine.
That was open to the... It's for everybody that's listening this far in.
I took his bit. You never take someone's bit. I took his bit, I put it in my mouth, like...
Well, that's why I let you take it, because you just went to town with it. Like,
yeah, I'm not worried about it. There's plenty of it. I don't have any original material. It usually stems from something I saw.
I'm trying to figure out how my camera works to take a picture.
Are you still on your first Rockstar?
I am on my second Rockstar, but I don't have any more, so I'm...
Wow.
I'm doing a little. And I got to get up early in the morning, so I'm going slow. Going slow.
That sounds like an amateur.
Why? What time you gotta get up?
I'm not planning on going to sleep.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm just gonna. I thought we were gonna hang out, and then I was gonna go to work.
Yeah. Oh wow. That's yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Can we break and smoke some weed?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. You got mushrooms?
On the pizza.
Honestly, Jeff, I wish I knew that you would have ate a brownie. I would have made something for you.
Me and Andrew had this talk all
the time. Yeah, no, we did. Yeah. That was the only way he would do anything. Just eating.
Fucking made some brownies for you. Really
bad. Would you take the CBD oil?
I would take CBD oil. I would do it now if I had some.
Well, no. I mean, next time I get some.
Yeah. I know a lot of people I'd fight taking.
Dude, I mean, I take them for work. Just chill me out. Because it doesn't give you that high.
It's supposed to be great for your joints, dude. I want to do it for my knees. It's supposed to be great for your joints and your fingers. And
yeah. And it helps you sleep.
It's supposed to help process vitamin D, too.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
Really?
Possible. I don't know.
Like, if you're taking vitamin D supplements, it's supposed to help with it. Because, like, you don't really get into your...
Do you take vitamin D supplements?
I do, because I was, like, I had no vitamin D in me when I went to the doctor last time for my blood work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm on special vitamin D.
Did you just have, like, Rockstar in your blood?
I just got piss in... Or blood in my piss. So
it's not a bad thing to have.
Like, every time I go, I have blood in my pee.
What'd they say? You are right now, or?
I don't know. I don't go back.
Ah, oh, fuck it.
Fuck it.
You still have blood in your pee?
Yeah. The last three times I went.
You should start a cam show.
So you can't see it. It's like microscopic. It's just a little pit.
Oh, man.
It's probably my kidney shut
down. Yeah, you need some water.
Yeah.
I drink a lot of water still.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I piss all day long. I never stop pissing.
But some lemons.
No, I just drink Rockstar. Water and Rockstar is it. And Pepsi and stuff.
All right. What is it?
Hum. And Pepsi and stuff.
Huh.
That's all nutritious.
Let's, we'll call this podcast a break and
all right, cool.
We'll go downstairs, we'll hang out.
Yeah.
You guys can smoke up and
hang out with the
play with my dick while you're doing that. Dude, I haven't jerked off all week.
Oh, man.
Time. Yeah.
Oh,
you must be primed
up.
Are
you ready to, like,
unleash
just
tomorrow?
Kill everything?
Yeah. Well, actually, maybe 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah. Dude, that's a long time for me.
Yeah,
I do it like twice
a
day most of the time.
Yeah.
At work by the machine?
No, I can't do it at work. That's a problem.
It's difficult to focus when everybody's like farting next to you.
Yeah, and they're all watching you. Like, it's only okay if they're like
standing there at the urinal.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I went in the stall. Come
Pants
on, guys. Get it together.
Yeah, so like it's tough because it's tough because Forrest is home now, and my wife's been out of town, so there's no alone time. Forrest used to. When he was older, he used to be at his mom's house. Like, come on, I have time to jerk off in between, like, work and the gym.
Oh, yeah.
But now there's, like, no time. And then when I get home from the gym, my wife's home, so it's no good then.
Yeah, see, that's...
Do you have candles and everything that you set up?
To jerk off?
Yeah.
No, I just get in there and get this shit done. Porn up and find some midget porn and...
Yeah. I was just talking about this.
Were you?
Yeah, Bridget the Midget was in town.
Dude, yeah, you know who? I wanted to see Stormy Davis, dude, but she didn't end up coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wanted to go see her.
She a midget?
No, Stormy Daniels, a chick that slept with Trump, was coming.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude, at the,
kind
of Northtown to Wine or something, but she was scared to come because of security concerns. They were scared. She was scared she was going to get, there was like protesters and shit all the time.
Oh, they don't want her around here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's kind of a turn off. She slept with
You
Trump.
Think they would want her around here, dude, because it's Democrats. Say, oh, Trump's a dick. You know, like,
oh,
it's
yeah,
great.
Evidence. Hey, look what he's
like,
doing.
This is the state she should want to come to, and we should be encouraging her.
Yeah.
But perform.
Perform what?
She's a stripper.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
I'm sure that's not the first chick he fucked.
Yeah, why is anyone surprised that he banged his chick? That's
yeah.
What his whole plot
I thought
about.
He was gay. That's,
dude, like, he's about banging chicks. That's
yeah, I thought that was kind of clear. Kind of was obvious from the start. Like,
right.
I was unsure of that.
Yeah.
I did,
like,
not get that at all.
I don't understand why anyone's even, like...
You don't spend all that money on a wife to, like, not fuck it.
Yeah. Or like, anything else around it. You can do whatever you want because you pay for her.
Yeah.
You know, that's what he does.
That's, like, kind of where we're
I thought that was his beard.
It could be. You might like little boys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... I would have put my money on that.
Maybe it's a toss-up. Maybe he's into all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, he could be.
You know?
Who am I to judge?
You're Andrew Briley. You can judge anything. You are a judgmental motherfucker.
I like odd things.
You do. And you... Before we go, you turn me on to one of the best things of all time. Motivational videos, dude. I watch this shit. Oh, like, for real, like, past all the porn... Dude, I watch that shit all the time. I'm, like, super into memes right now. Like,
yeah.
I see this inspirational shit, and I send it to all kinds of people. I love it, man. Thank you.
No, yeah, no. Every morning, man, I gotta watch that. And
you know who I really like is the... Oh, what the fuck is his name?
CT.
Yeah, CT Fletcher, baby.
Still your motherfucking set.
Still your motherfucking set.
Did you
see him on Joe Rogan?
No.
He was on Joe Rogan, dude, but it was kind of sucky.
Did you see that he had a heart surgery?
Yeah. He's on Joe Rogan talking about it. But he sucked on Joe Rogan.
Oh, really?
He's like... He's
all
doped up.
Yeah, he's having a hard time.
Stupid.
He, like, fell on his face, like, recovering and stuff. Like, he was walking. I don't know if he was walking, but, you know, like, falling and busting up his face. And
oh, man.
It's like, damn, after heart surgery, you got to deal with that. And he seems to be doing pretty good now.
Yeah. Yeah, I follow him as well. And, I don't know, seems like he's doing all right.
Yeah.
Oh, another guy, you ever watch Jim Rohn?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, see, that's another...
We'll go downstairs and put him on the TV right now.
Yeah.
And watch some shit. We'll watch some crazy stuff.
Two Girls, One Cup.
Yes.
No, we're not going to watch
No.
Dude, maybe, I can't... I don't want to watch anything that was going to alter
some,
Forrest.
Maybe some stabbing. Because
we
got to
do it on, like, PlayStation and YouTube and stuff.
I swear that guy made it, man. You got to
watch... You did not make... We're not watching that shit, dude. You, like, ruined my life watching that shit, man. I could have been a cop. Right now I could be arresting your ass instead of talking your ass.
Jeff can't leave me. Jeff can't leave me.
Dude, I swear to God, OSC threw me under the bus on that shit.
And then the next day, Jeff's like, no, I didn't get it. And then I felt bad.
Dude, I get through everything.
Yeah.
I've passed a written psych test. I did everything.
But, and it's weird. It's like, how didn't you pass that? Because, like, you would bring me out of my slump.
I know.
It's like, man, Jeff, you would handle everything.
And do you think they thought I was too nice to be a cop?
That's a tough question.
Like, because you're tough enough to deal with the people, maybe. Like, I'll just be like, okay, go ahead.
I don't know. Some of those cops seem pretty soft.
Yeah, because I don't really have that A-type personality. Like, I'm just like, whatever.
Like, some of those younger guys, I feel like you could just spring out of your car and shoot them in the face.
Yeah.
And they just piss themselves.
I don't know. I feel like if it really went down...
If anything ever went down, I would be there, but...
you would handle
like,
it.
Like, I don't, like...
I feel like you'd be seen as a nice cop. Like, you know, this guy can, you know...
Yeah, I don't think they like that.
They would take the ticket and be like, oh, no, he's a good guy.
Yeah, but you don't need a ticket. Just don't drive so fast.
No, everybody would just motherfuck the shit out of you for giving them a ticket.
No, I'd be like, you don't need a ticket. You're all right.
No, I don't know. I feel like Jeff would give us a ticket, and you would feel good about getting the ticket.
I'm like, yeah, you're driving really, really well, but you're going a little fast.
Yeah, like
so there's some rules on the road, and maybe you didn't know it, but I'm going to have to talk to you about this because we need to have rules, and rules are important. And I know that you're so handsome or so beautiful that you don't really understand rules because everyone just likes to slide
excuse
by.
Excuse me, officer, are you sexually harassing me?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. And if you suck my penis, I will let you go.
Well, I don't know. You might just be sitting there jerking off like just
in the car.
Yeah.
I just hit my eye on the thing.
Oh, I really did. Oh, good thing
I poked myself in the eye.
Good thing you got two.
I only need one.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Mark got so fucked up at work.
Oh, with the eyes. Yes, that's so bad. Man. You remember that?
Yeah, what's going on with Mark?
The hydraulic hose pop. He's all right. They reattached his retina and he can't see, but he's still working.
Oh, he can't see out there?
Yeah, he says it's really blurry and stuff.
Holy shit, man.
Damn.
That was bad.
Yeah.
They remember his thumb? Was it his thumb? He got,
caught in a strap.
Yeah, caught in a strap and cut, and then got infected. And, like, they almost
I know about infections at OSC.
Yeah, your knee,
man. Drain that shit.
Did you remember his knee? His knee blew up?
Yeah.
And then I'm in the hospital, I'm getting it drained out, and he's like, are you coming in? I really need you to come in. Can you come in? Come in right now. I'm like, dude, I'm taking pictures of the hospital. He's like, I'll wheel away then. I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude.
And then still had to work in that machine.
Yeah.
Like, with your knee all bandaged up and...
Yeah, I still crawl over all the shit to get an infection in the first place.
Hey, Lenny, this machine gave me the infection. Like, that was the issue.
Then Andrew got his new coolant finally.
Yeah. Yeah, the
antibacterial one. Instead of ones that grow bacteria.
Coolant.
Well, it's not the right term, but, you know.
It was some not nasty. It was some dead fish smelling shit that we had
that
before.
That smelled horrible, that machine.
Uh-huh. All of them did.
Oh, and then you'd get it all over you?
Yeah, and you go home like that and it wouldn't come off.
Oh,
that was bad.
It smelled like
tranny
hooker.
Yeah.
All
right.
She's a pretty woman.
Well, there's our bag of dicks for the day.
Yes.
That's Andrew's line. Well, they're going to go smoke up, and we'll call it a night on the podcast part of it. And we're going to get into lots of trouble right now. Except for Andrew, because he's
always
good
for having us, Jeff.
Right.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
Good time.
We're done.